This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. On today's show, money advice for millennials, and we'll talk with Sam Sanders about his new show that starts on WVXU in October. First, during its three-year run in Washington Park, thousands of people enjoyed the sights and sounds of Luminosity. Last year, thousands more enjoyed Luminosity Reimagined at Taft Theater. Now, a new event is going to turn a large part of downtown and over the Rhine into a huge light show. And joining us for a preview of Blink are Marie Krulwich Brown, director of Art RX for Artworks, Agar managing partner Andrew Salzbrin, Brave Berlin Steve McGowan, and Tim Maloney, who's president and CEO of the Carol Ann and Ralph V. Hale Jr. Foundation. You can join us, 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Andrew, Marie, Tim, and Steve, thanks to all of you for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, Tim, start us off by explaining how this all came to be.
Well, we're the team that produced three iterations of Outdoor Luminosity in Washington Park. We enjoyed the ride. I think we created a thirst and hunger for the art form. At the same time, we knew Music Hall would be closed and the trees had grown, and we wanted to move on and push the envelope to a higher level of experience and experimentation. Hence, the team came together with different projects under one umbrella, and suddenly we're looking at Blink.
How long has this been in the planning?
About 2.5 years. We spent a lot of time looking at light programs around the world. We did our homework because we had a significant investment pending. We learned a lot. We met a lot of artists along the route. It took us to Berlin. It took us to two spots in Great Britain, to Montreal, to the best in class, which was the Vivid Festival in Sydney, Australia. We also visited a domestic program in Baltimore for 2 years. Quite different than what we plan here, but in Baltimore, it drew 400,000 people.
So, Steve, what's this going to look like? If somebody goes to this, describe what they're going to see.
Well, you know, it's funny. It's pretty novel in North America. You know, we've seen these festivals pop up all over, you know, Europe and in Asia. And Luminosity was really kind of the first of its kind here. And what we found is this amazing sort of community or sense of community that all coming together in a shared moment of art. And Blink is just that. The branding of Blink and the name of Blink is such that we you're not going to be able to see it all in one night. And we want people to sort of experience it and take their time and enjoy it. But it's 20 city blocks, four zones within those city blocks. And it's all sorts of light-based art. One is projection mapping, similar to what we did with the Music Hall. And there's light-based sculpture that you'll find along the way. And then this new street art gallery that's happening in Finley Market. So we sort of have learned this notion of beacons and breadcrumbs. So we're creating the larger installations as beacons, and then the breadcrumbs are those things that kind of connect people along the route.
So for somebody who's not familiar with the term, what is projection mapping?
So architectural projection mapping, it's the precise mapping of architectural detail onto a building. And what that allows you to do is you can create illusions. We made Music Hall take a bow at the end, and those moments where, you know, we could give them human-like characteristics. There's allusion to it all, and, you know, you can make buildings crumble, you can make them disappear. Or you can use them as a canvas and create just beautiful expressions of art through music and audioscape, and really your imagination can just sort of go wild. And that's exactly what's happening. Our artists to date, we're in sort of final reviews of what is being created for these buildings, of which there are 22, and that's just the beginning. I mean, there's so many more things, and our creative partners here too will elaborate on their pieces of the show. But the creativity and the stories that are being told, they're very unique. They're emotional. They're celebratory. There are pieces that reflect the notion of freedom at the Freedom Center, but also some things that are just quite fun for kids of all ages.
So, how many people do you think this is going to draw to Cincinnati?
If our numbers are correct and basing, you know, how we are benchmarking on other festivals and events, we're expecting about 500,000 people to come into Cincinnati. Yeah.
So Marie, tell us about your piece in this, your part in this whole thing.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. So Artworks was thrilled to host a call to artists for the light-based sculpture and installation portion of Blink, and we were really pleased to be featuring nearly 30 installations that you'll experience, as Steve was explaining, between the four zones and the 20 city blocks, but featuring nearly 20 local artists, which is incredibly exciting. So we are inviting some tried and true, some of the international pieces that Tim and the team has seen during their exploration and their research period. So we're inviting some major recognized artists internationally, like Jen Lewin, featuring the pool at Washington Park. Lateral Design has an incredibly whimsical and super fun piece called Impulse, which are these light-up seesaws or teeter-totters, if you will, depending on where you're from. But those are incredibly whimsical and fun for all ages to experience. Those will be located down at the Freedom Center lawn as part of Zone 1, in addition to other, you know, regional artists, local artists as well, creating, Steve was mentioning Beacons and Breadcrumbs, scalable pieces, pieces that are smaller, more intimate to experience on a kind of walk-up street view level, to larger scale, kind of all-encompassing, massive 20-foot, 50-foot work. So a real range.
I hear you're going to have a giant light bright.
We will. Bright idea. Make sure you come and check it out down at the Freedom Center. A lot of great interactive activity down there.
Okay, Andrew, tell us about your part in this.
Yeah, sure. So our company, Agar, is an experiential marketing company, and we do a lot of event-based production. And so what we're doing for Blink is a lot of our sweet spot. We're booking about 50 different performing artists on the music side. So we'll have multiple stages throughout the entire festival. And we're also installing a series of 9 permanent murals in and around the Findlay Market market shed that are taking a look at what one interesting corridor called Pleasant Street that is in between Race and Elm, what that could look like as an outdoor art gallery. So we're provoking some conversation through creating some wayfinding between Findlay Market and the Washington Park. And so we're just really excited to have these muralists in town. The first piece is getting wrapped up tomorrow, and these will be a fingerprint that we leave behind after Blink is over.
And these are muralists from all over the country, right?
So we have one local muralist, Xylene Projects, is doing 2 of the pieces, and then the rest of them are from all over the world.
Okay. 513-419-7100 if you'd like to join our conversation about Blink. And Steve, this just sounds really ambitious.
Yeah, it's pretty massive, and it's just around the corner. So we are it's the process. It's all about a process. And like Tim was saying, you know, we're 2.5 years in the making, one, dreaming it up, and then also kind of getting the right partners to the table. The Cincinnati Chamber is helping us really kind of produce this event in a way that only they can do. Which actually allows us to sleep at night. They have been a tremendous partner. We have a tech partner, too. Some of the technology that we're pushing the envelope on innovation with some of the projectors. It's a massive undertaking. It really is. And again, it takes a village. And it takes the people and listeners, you know, of your station here to kind of get involved. We're still looking for volunteers. And honestly, we could not do this without the generosity of our sponsors. They are believing in a concept that they're not quite sure exactly what it is. They have a hint based on what, you know, we've done with Luminosity, but they're really sort of faith-based, and they know that we're going to pull this thing off. And I really don't believe that Cincinnati has any idea of what this is going to be, and they're going to be very, very proud.
Now, this is going to be pretty much along the streetcar route, isn't it, Steve?
Yeah, and that was by design. So early on, we were trying to figure out, you know, how do you activate a streetcar? And we realized you don't activate the streetcar, you activate the city and let the streetcar do what it's designed to do, which is to get people where they need to be. But also we're using it as a hop on, hop off, and let people experience it, you know, at their pace. They can come down, they can park anywhere throughout the whole city, and then they can either walk, as you know, Cincinnati is a very walkable city, and it takes it through 4 zones, and each zone is different. They each act as their own neighborhood, if you will. Through the 20 city blocks, north to south, or south to north, whichever way you decide, we're promoting one block of discovery. And that's where you're going to see those really special moments.
Is there going to be a map so people can see where all the different things are?
There's a map. There's an app. There will be lights in the sky. There will be wherever you stand when you're at one of the locations, the installations, you'll be able out of the corner of your eye to see the next place that you need to go.
Tim, how well is this going to reflect on Cincinnati?
You know, every time we visited another city, it only reaffirmed upon our return that we have some pretty special assets here in the form of architecture and just geography and in general, and certainly our richness of arts and cultural organizations. We're creating something that's uniquely Cincinnati, and we're really proud about that.
Yeah. Marie, what do you think?
Yeah. So I think one thing that makes Blink particularly special is its true appeal to audiences of all ages. And again, like Steve mentioned, I really encourage all visitors on the station to come down, check it out. But one piece that Artworks has been particularly excited about producing is the kickoff event, which is a large illuminated community light parade. So join us on Thursday, October 12th, as the kickoff of Blink. Right around dusk, you will see firsthand just under 1,000 local students from around Greater Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky as well, marching with illuminated eyeball lanterns, maybe some other characters, some recognizable, some others maybe not so much, in addition to other dancers, performance group, local artists with puppets. This will just be such a whimsical experience and a beautiful way to invite our youth to our seasoned professional adults to have a local opportunity and participation as kicking off Blink.
And we'll continue our conversation about Blink. You can join us at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney, and joining us for a preview of Blink are Marie Krulwich-Brown, Director of ArtRx for Artworks, Agar Managing Partner Andrew Salzbrunn, Brave Berlin Steve McGowan, and Tim Maloney, who's president and CEO of the Carol Ann and Ralph E. Hale Foundation. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. Tim, part of this is the Architects of Air. Tell us about that particular group and what they're going to be creating for this event.
Architects of Air is an art piece out of Great Britain. It travels the world. It's modified to fit the particular space in any community that it resides in. It's very futuristic. It'll take up a good part of the Oval in Washington Park. Inflatable, futuristic. You enter during the day, you remove your shoes and pay $5, and you get to roam around this incredible experience. Very futuristic, very colorful. In the evening, it'll glow within, so it provides a whole different ambiance and as a backdrop in the park.
What about day programming, Steve?
Yeah, so Architects of Air is one of those elements that you can kind of come down. And we are encouraging people to come down early on all days, honestly. What we discovered on our travels is that when we would go to another country, we would be sitting trying to figure out and map out our day. And what we loved about that was we were able to take advantage of the city that we were in. So we say that Blink isn't just, you know, a show, and it doesn't just start, you know, when the sun goes down. It's something for you to explore Cincinnati on a whole different level. And I think the Renaissance that we're going through right now plays perfectly to that. So the culinary scene, what we're doing in our museums and our attractions, we want people to really explore Cincinnati in a way they haven't before. And then when the sun goes down, then, you know, the skies light up and the buildings light up and the people light up. And the parade lights up. And so we really are encouraging people to come down and enjoy every bit of it. So daytime programming is also watching the murals that are going to be painted. It's kind of a live event in that, you know, right now, actually, a couple of murals are going up that Agar is producing. And, you know, you can kind of wander down over the next couple of weeks and start to see the behind the scenes, if you will, you know, before it all goes live.
We'll also have Summer Fair is doing their first urban rendition of their event in Garfield Park. That'll be during some of the daytime hours as well. We have over 150 mm-hmm. artists that are going to be selling some of their work down there. That'll be really exciting also.
Yeah. Tell us about some of the other murals. Describe some of those to us.
Yeah. So the one we're wrapping up today is a collaborative piece between Xylene Projects and some of the Franciscan friars that live right off of Findlay Market. And it's a modern rendition of a image in one of their famous basilicas in Italy that is portraying the Annunciation in like a really radical new format that's super ethnically driven. And it's just incredibly diverse at the same time and just feels relevant. One of the other big feature pieces that we're doing, this will be the first time this is ever done in the U.S., where we are designing a mural specifically to be projection mapped upon. So we have two complementary towers on Central Parkway that will both be painted with a mural, but then the figures in the mural will actually come to life during Blink and talk to each other and talk to the audience and interact with everybody.
That sounds really cool. And it sounds like there's something for everybody at this.
Absolutely. One of the things that we're really excited about, there's something for everybody age-wise, demographic-wise, but also with where you live and how you interact with the urban core. If you're down here and you work a 9-to-5 and you're down here every single day, 9 times out of 10, you're probably on your phone walking into your office and you're not looking up and appreciating mm-hmm. the architecture. And we're asking you to do that. We're giving you a reason to look at that. If you don't come downtown often, we're giving you a reason to discover all sorts of new blocks and alleyways and buildings that you may never have seen before.
And I will only add, Mark, that right from the beginning, Blink was about a future city united, diverse, unified. You'll see that expressed in the projection mapping on the Freedom Center. It's about recognizing and holding dear those values that we have as a community that are presently under threat in some parts of our country. So we really intend to deliver in an authentic way on that message. It's important.
We also have been saying that if you live in Cincinnati and you haven't been downtown in a while, or if you've moved away, or if you've always wanted to visit, now is the time to come home.
It's a good
home.
Reason to come back, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, come home, come back. Absolutely. You'll be tremendously proud. And this is about you. You know, it really is about our future city and the people that make it so great.
Steve, how many people does it take to pull this whole thing together? How many people are going to be involved in this?
Oh, wow. Totally. It's cast of thousands. It really is. What's interesting, though, and I think the way that we've organized our leadership team is that we all sort of have an expertise, but we all sort of act as creative directors and overall kind of curators of the event. But beyond that, there are committees. There are the volunteers alone. I think we'll have, you know, over 300, you know, volunteers and plus. The tech team alone will have over 100 people kind of working. So it's just pockets and pockets of people. And then our city will really, you know, show up, I think, in a new and exciting way. It's funny because when you look at events like the World Choir Games or the All-Star Game, our city just shines. It looks beautiful. But some of those events, you know, are they're sort of from outside, you know, and it's hard for Cincinnatians to maybe find their way into them. This is homegrown, and this is just like the spirit of Luminosity the first year. This is one where we want people to meet and break bread and share in a shared moment of art and just really feel proud of what we have to offer here.
Anne-Marie, can you give us the dates and the hours again?
Yeah, absolutely. Thursday through Sunday, October 12th to 15th, approximately 7 to 11 p.m. each night, although as Steve was mentioning, we certainly have activations going on throughout the day as well.
Okay. And it's a free event?
Yep, mostly free. Just a couple of things that will request a charge. Tim was mentioning the Illuminarium, the Architects of Air Peace at Washington Park. But all in all, it's a free event, open to everyone. Please come down and experience it. It's going to be incredible.
So, Steve, are you making plans to do this again next year?
That's a good question. You know, we hope that the city falls in love with this as they have, you know, proven to, you know, love the art form. But you know, this is the grand experiment. So we're going to see how it goes. We know and we trust that it's going to be amazing. And then we'll just see. It's a very expensive event to pull off. It's going to rely on more sponsors than we already have to do something like this again. And it takes a lot of time. So we can't answer that question yet. But I think in an ideal world, we would absolutely love to create something like this for everyone.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. Well, Andrew, Marie, Tim, and Steve, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.